18 months ago, if I would have told you this is an artificially made bioweapon, you would have called me a conspiracy theorist. Now, I'll tell you the following. Listen very carefully. 1999, Dr. Ralph Baric at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill took a bat coronavirus, modified a surface protein on that virus, and made it infective to human beings. And in 2000, he got a patent for this. Just last week, there was a patent approved for tracking technology and sensors that could measure inside you your heart rate and temperature, I don't know what else, in the vaccine already. In 2003, let me finish the story, the research was outsourced to Wuhan, China. We all know this. And the Chinese were able to manipulate this new virus to make it more lethal to human lung tissue and to be able to cause blood clots. And we know the patent numbers associated with that little exercise. So my point, what I'm trying to show you, is that this was planned, and I have such degree of resolution of knowledge to the patent numbers of how this weapon was coordinated and developed in coordination with the United States government and China. And this is out in the open. This was in Senate testimony with the Senator Rand Paul. I mean, this is not a secret. However, since the people that have imposed this tyranny upon us control most of the media, they can suppress the dissemination of this truth. And they're doing a very good job at it. I think we're at risk for civil war, because look what's been done. Parents have been coerced and threatened that if they don't vaccinate their children, then bad things will happen. People are losing their jobs. People can't attend universities, all because of this false narrative. So the amount of destruction of people's lives, and that's so ubiquitous, and it's affected so many people, that this is a crime against humanity. And when you're dealing with something of such genocidal scale, I don't think class action lawsuit does it. What I'm seriously calling for tribunals at The Hague and Nuremberg, because this needs to be treated with the severity of a global crime, global war against innocent people, both psychologically and physically. And the culprits that have done this need to be made an example of. And I mean, through the legal system, through the system, the channels that we have already, as a civilization, set up, no vigilante stuff. But we have to send a message to generations to come that for future aspiring despots and tyrants, that we have a way of dealing with you. If someone, when I said there would be civil war, I actually mean it. And the difference between us and Australia is that our citizens have 450 million guns. In Australia, they already have gulags. They already have quarantine camps. They're putting ankle, for the unvaccinated, they're putting ankle bracelets on people that are refusing to get vaccinated. Now, what do you think would stop the Biden stormtroopers to do the same thing? Well, the answer is because in America, it's quite understood. If you violate my sovereign space, my home, and you threaten the survival of my family, my children, you better believe there's going to be a shot, just a different kind. So our government knows that there's a limit to which we will accept tyranny. And I think that line gets crossed when you begin to take the young and inject them with stuff that sterilizes them and causes cancer and blood clots and very well may kill them. 2015, Bill Gates, in a TED lecture, made an announcement that the world population needs to be reduced by 15%, that's a billion people, because of global warming. That same sociopath in 2020, last year, made the following statement. 7 billion people need to get vaccinated. Why would I follow the advice and take a vaccine that is advocated for and financed by someone who wants to reduce the world population, and a vaccine for my health? Why would I do that?